The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome to our show.
Yes. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. You know, Being Here, the name itself, it says everything about this show. This show is about being in your life, not doing, not knowing, but being. When you're really here in current time in your life, magic happens. Your life unfolds moment to moment. It's not like you know where it's going and you know where it's going.
That is so paradoxical. When you're being here, you don't know it already and you know everything.
That's right.
So it's not about thinking about your life. It's about living your life directly
in each moment. Hey, the name of today's show is, oh, I know that already. When I was 8 years old, I was in summer camp. Now, we're talking a long time ago.
Yep. Yeah.
I was in summer camp at a place called Camp Sonoma, mm-hmm. and it was in Norwich, Connecticut. Now, I'm sure it's no longer there. But I remember taking a nature walk, and the nature counselor was telling us the names of the different trees. And, you know, I was 8 years old, so I said, oh, I know that. When he said, oh, this is an oak tree, I said, oh, I know that.
And this is a birch tree.
And I said, oh, I know that.
And this is...
And I said, I know that.
And he said, okay, then
what
is it?
Tell us about it. I didn't know that. But there's a certain kind of arrogance that we all have. We think we know everything there is to know.
As Shai is telling this story, I've clearly been with Shai for many years. We've been married since 1984, a long time. Or a very short time, relatively speaking. And I have heard this story before. But I'm sitting here across the desk, across the microphone, and I was really listening. Not as if I knew it already, but to hear what he had to say and to hear this story newly. And in fact, it was new in that I didn't recall or perhaps never knew it was in Norwich, Connecticut. And it doesn't matter if he told me pieces of the story before, or if he's even said it on the radio show, it was not the same. This moment is unique and filled with passion and life and juice. If you're here for it, rather than running it through a rehash of the past in your mind.
You know, I know somebody who, whenever I speak to them, I say, how are things going? And the response is always, same old, same old. There is no same old in our lives, in ours, I mean, Ariel and mine. Everything is new. It's all new. I mean, that's why we can have intimacy after being together for 35 years. Mm. And it's still fresh and new. Maybe not as energetic as it once was.
Or as frequent. Because when we first got together, we were a little bit like bunnies.
Yes.
Now we're snuggle bunnies, and we are still intimate, but it's just not 7-8 days a week.
That's right.
Well, I know there were only 8 days, not 8 days in a week, but that we made an extra day in there somehow.
Oh, yes, but we were like bunnies.
Yes.
In any event.
You may have known that already.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Did you know that?
We have callers today, but before we take our first one.
Let's talk a little bit more about listening.
And about our approach.
Yes.
We're not going anywhere.
That's the first thing. That's first part of our approach. We're not trying to get you somewhere. We're not trying to produce a result. We're just following the moment wherever it takes us.
You know, Shai and I worked for many years learning things to improve the quality of our lives.
Then we spent many years trying to unlearn all the things we learned that were not accurate.
I know that many of you have learned systems. We were speaking in a previous episode with Mark about a sales system he was learning that got between him and the moment. So we're not saying don't learn new things, but there's the possibility that when you're being here, life becomes vibrant and alive.
And what will get you here is truly listening. And when we talk about true listening, we're talking about listening to hear what another person is saying, but to hear it rather than to comment on it in your head as they're speaking. Because frequently we'll say, oh, in other words, they're saying, I know that. I know that already. I disagree. Or I agree. All of that is not listening. Listening is when you suspend your internal conversation long enough to hear another person's view.
It's like having an active interest in what is being said. So as Shia was talking about his example at age eight, there was a pause. And I could have filled in with a word I thought he meant, but I was curious. I was interested, and he came up with the nature counselor, which is not necessarily what I would have supplied. I know Shai and I finish each other's sentences, but that's a different thing. We're talking about actively getting interested in how the person you're listening to wants to express themselves. And in that Vane, let's take our first caller, shall we?
Okay.
All right, Joe, where are you today?
Hi, I'm in Westbury, Long Island. I'm at my auto shop, and I'm having fun fixing a Honda.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, hopefully you're not fixing it right now while you're on the radio with us.
No. Nope, I put down the tools. I'm sitting here comfortably, and you know, I was listening to you guys, and I just touched me so deeply. I had tears coming to my eyes when you started talking about just being, because it's such a exquisite place to be for me. And having come from a, you know, a long history of doing and achieving and accomplishing, it's just been so sweet to slow down enough to be able to feel myself in the moments and to enjoy other people.
I have a question for you, Ben.
Yeah.
Because I'm certain that there are listeners today who are interested in accomplishing and achieving, and there are also people who are coming to our Transformational Time and Project Management course in New York City in May on the 6th and 7th, who are interested in achieving and producing, getting their to-do list done. And I'm wondering what your experience is now that you've included being here as far as your level of productivity. Are you equally productive? Are you more productive, less productive? I mean, how does that impact it?
Yeah. I'm more productive. It's the difference is, as I see it, is the difference is that in just being more calm in myself and being more aware of my surroundings, I actually get more done and I stay on task to completion instead of getting distracted a lot. And so it's a good point, I think, that you make, because along with slowing down and being more available to my own feelings and being more available to other people, I'm also accomplishing more.
That's great.
In terms of productivity and things.
You know, when you said something, Joe, a moment ago, you said more aware of your surroundings. I just flashed on how much time people lose when they're not aware of their surroundings. They're not aware of what's in their hand. They put down their, say, car keys or house keys or something and don't know where they put it, and then spend this enormous amount of time looking for it because they're unaware of where they are in time and space. So that's pretty cool.
Yes, and not that that never happens anymore, but it's quite a bit less than it used to be. You know, I've been working with you guys for a pretty long time, and coming to your workshops and going to Costa Rica with you, and it's been just this really nice journey of discovery where I never really know what's going to happen out of coming to workshops, but I know that it feels right and that I come out of it with new possibilities in my life that I didn't even know existed, like being more connected to my students or having a better relationship with my wife, things that I would love to have, but I wasn't going with that intention. I just go to your workshops because I love them and I have such fun there that it becomes an adventure that I didn't even know was going to be.
Well, that's great.
That is great.
Yeah. But
the question I have is, do you have any questions?
You know, I had a question. I was trying to formulate a question about knowing basically the way that my mind jumps ahead or wants to know or assumes that it knows before I really do know.
Right. Well, it may be that you don't want to look foolish or stupid.
Yeah.
And what's wild is we think we know everything there is to know. I mean, you do, don't you?
Right, yeah.
That you know everything? I mean, it doesn't mean that. Well, you know what you know, and you know what you know you know you don't know. So you know you don't know how to speak certain foreign languages or do brain surgery.
Right.
But it doesn't. Then there's a whole universe of things that exist outside our knowing that we haven't ever even conceived of. We couldn't imagine. So, you know, when you slow down enough to be innocent enough to discover what is rather than our. See, we've been programmed to see life through the culture we grow up in. So anything that doesn't fit within that program, we manipulate with our mind so it's something like what we already know, so we don't have to look at it.
And we also have agendas that are sometimes hidden from us, and those agendas keep us from seeing things as well. I recall that Shia's father, before he died, he often would come out and visit us in the various places that we lived, and we lived in this home for over 20 years. And when Shai's dad was very young, he was starving, literally starving. There was not enough food. He was the food provider for the family at like age 6 in Russia. A lot of privation. And every time he'd come out here, he never saw trees. He only saw trees in, does that one bear fruit? Can you eat that? Is there food from that one? It was mystical to him, the idea of fishing, catch and release, because the idea of letting food go was so outside his reality that it was a challenge for him to even conceive of it. And I'm not talking about that as if it's a failing on his dad's part. I'm talking about it as an anthropologist.
Our approach is anthropological. It's about noticing how you operate into your life without judging yourself for what you discover. It's not psychotherapeutic. So that's why in all the years you've known us, Joe, we've never tried to fix you.
Right. Yes. As you're speaking, I realize that one of the things that shows up for me is that if I see somebody on TV or we're watching a movie, my mind is always trying to identify who it is or who they look like, in some way trying to frame it. I'm not sure just what it is.
Let's just look at that for a very brief moment because we're almost going to a break here. But if you notice that your mind does that and you don't judge it and set it aside, you can re-engage with the movie or the television show. And part of that may be circling back around to what Shai was talking with you about earlier in this segment about wanting to know things so that we don't look silly or stupid. And silly and stupid may not be to the outside world. It may be to our internal standards or our internalized standards that you just may be even unaware of.
Yeah, okay.
That being said, we have to go to a break now.
Okay.
So.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here.
We are going to see many of you, our listeners, tomorrow at the Freedom to Breathe course in Hamburg, Germany. We're looking forward to it.
And if you can make it, you'd still be welcome.
Also, the weekend here, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, we're doing Practical Enlightenment. The theme is based on our award-winning book, Practical Enlightenment, and it's simple. It's easy. It's practical.
It's fun.
Why not?
Why not?
So you are welcome to join us. Also, just a reminder that this year's open evening after our Harmburg courses is not happening on Tuesday. It's happening on Monday night. And then on Friday night, we'll be doing an open evening in London. If you want to know details about any and all of our courses, including the things that we're doing when we come back to New York City, such as Transformational Time and Project Management on the 6th and 7th, go to our website.
That would be of May, the 6th and 7th.
Of May. Transformation
MadeEasy.com.
One last thing before we go back to Joe and then take our other callers. Costa Rica, I suspect, will fill up almost completely by the end of this weekend. If you want to join us, there's an early registration discount of $250 if you get your first third in by April 17th. If you want to join us, go up on the website, see all the details, register. We'd love to have you.
And, of course, there's a prerequisite to come with us to Costa Rica, and that is that you attend the weekend workshop with us so we can discover how we play together.
Yes.
If we don't play well together, well.
Then you wouldn't want to be with us.
That's
so,
right.
Hey, you still with us, Joe?
Yes.
Excellent. You're coming to Costa Rica for 2 weeks in 2018, aren't you?
Yeah, sure am. Looking
Excellent.
Forward to it.
Yeah. Well, it's been lovely speaking with you today. Thanks for calling
in. Thanks for calling in.
Thank
Enjoy.
You, too. It was great speaking with you.
Enjoy your Honda.
That will do.
Okay. We have another caller.
Yes. Bianca, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Germany, Nikolone.
All right.
All right.
Welcome.
What can we do for you?
You're getting our German week off to a good start here. Well, I know it's midweek,
yes.
But so what can we do
yes.
for you?
I have a question about my father. My father has been diagnosed with prostate cancer about 4 years ago.
Yes.
And as you can... Sorry?
I yes. said yes.
Okay. And some months ago, we just got the information, or my father got the information, that it has spread to the bone. So it's okay. getting worse.
Okay.
As you can perhaps imagine, that's quite hard for him, of course, and for the whole family as well. And just help the listening part helps me to support my mother, as she of course is complaining about my dad's behavior because he gets very hard medicine to fight the cancer.
Yes.
And I'm able to support my mom, which is very, very cool. But my father is, he doesn't want to talk about the topic. He doesn't want to talk about it with my mother, with my sister, nor me. But I would like to support him as well to get rid of the frightening facts of the medicine and the illness, of course. But it's quite hard because I don't know how to listen to him when he doesn't want to talk about it. So, yeah,
well,
that is my question.
Bianca,
how can I listen to him?
Bianca, slow down first.
Yes.
See, here's
okay.
The problem. You want your father to be a way he is not.
Yes.
You want him to be more like your mother.
Yeah.
You know, you can listen to her worries and her complaints, and you feel that helps her when you listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you love your dad and you want to support him, but you, in what you've said, you don't want to support him the way he is. You want to support him the way you think he should be.
Yes, true.
So if he doesn't want to talk about something, you think he should talk about it anyway.
It may be no. That for him, this process he's going through is deeply personal. It also mm-hmm. may be that he has an idea that keeping the discomfort and the process to himself is the best way to support you all.
And not inflict himself upon you.
Okay.
It's interesting for me. My father does not have the malady that your dad has. I do know that for me, it's important to simply be with him and let him express himself or not express himself, depending on his whim.
See,
okay.
From what you've said, you have a preference for how he should
yes.
be with this convalescence or the treatment that he's going through. You have a preference for how he should be in relation to you. Like you want something from him rather than allow him to be exactly as he is and exactly how he is not.
Yes.
See,
all that brings tears to my eyes. Yes, you're true.
Tears. Good. You know, and it may just be, hey, Dad, I'm here from you.
I'm here for you. I love you. I'm here for you. Whatever
you need.
If you need
anything, just
let me know.
And if not, that's fine. I love you.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah. Look, in times of illness, we want to be able to do something to make it better for the other person or for ourselves, because we don't
yes.
necessarily like the feelings we're
having. My father, you didn't finish.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But Bianca, you can be a great gift to your dad by just being there with him. Now, you have attended breath groups with us, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
You know, when you're assisting somebody else who's doing a breathing technique, all you're really doing is being there with them?
Yes.
And that gives them permission to feel whatever they're going through?
Yes, I do.
Good. Well, be there for your father, not to try to get him to talk or do it right. Be there for him so he feels like somebody is really genuinely there with him.
That it's safe.
To be him the way he is with the illness he has.
What I was going to say about my dad is that in a certain respect, he has dementia and he can't recall things. So I cannot have a conversation with him about what did you do yesterday or what did you do this morning. I can't really have a conversation with him about what would you like to eat because he's generally not hungry. There's very little that I can converse with him about. So generally what comes up is, I love you. And I look at him and I say that. I'll hold his hand. I'll say, you know what? I love you. And he says different things back. It's always different. It's really fun. He's like, well, of course you do. Or yes, I know that. Or and I love you. Or it's like, it's sweet. But I'm not trying to get him
better.
And that is the challenge. Of course you, of course your sister, and of course your mom, and even your dad want him better. But mm-hmm. if it has spread to his bones, there's the possibility that the treatment he's undergoing, which may be very uncomfortable, is more about prolonging his life rather than eradicating the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't allow for that as a possibility, your dad is going to feel pressured to be different every time you're around him.
Yeah, that's true.
So the game, Bianca.
That's very powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. The game for you is to allow your father to be as he is rather than trying to change him.
And to let yourself feel.
Yes, let yourself feel.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I could really listen to that. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And you know what? Thank you so much for sharing something that personal and that meaningful with you. It was very sweet.
Yeah, and we appreciate your calling in. Thank you.
And we're looking forward to seeing you.
Yes, in Hamburg.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to see you too.
Thank you.
Sweet.
So we have
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Let's take our next caller. Ephraim. You with us?
Hey, Ariel. Hi, Ariel and Chaya.
Hi.
How are you?
Great to be with you guys.
Great. Where are you?
I am in New York City in Manhattan at my office.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I was enjoying the themes that you guys wrote for the show. The idea of already knowing something and I just was noticing that this, it reminded me of a way that I used to operate all the time where I would add something extra when someone was finished and just show that I was sort of holding on to my own, I'm not sure, holding on to my own point of view or showing that I know something. And it's just great to be able to see when I do it now. And understand that I can sort of drop it and just listen to people.
That's great. How old's your daughter?
She's a little over 2 years old.
A little over two. Well, she may be in that stage of life where she thinks she knows everything already, too.
Oh, yeah. You tell her, she loves reading and letters. You tell her, no, that's an H. And she says, that's not an H.
It's
really funny. You guys talk about everybody's right from their point of view, and she tests that one.
Right.
That's very fun.
So right. Well, in one of our books, we talk about we were taking my son and granddaughter. We were up in Cape Cod. We were taking them to a bus terminal, and I said, I'm not sure where the terminal is. And she says, I do. And then she said, what's a terminal? So you know, like it's part of the human condition, I'm afraid, to think we already know everything there is to know.
Particularly yep. when you're feeling young or out of place or insecure, so that you are feeling more relaxed about not knowing things speaks more to your personal well-being than just about anything else.
And if you see that you have that mechanism, if you don't make it wrong, it'll lose its power over your life. And as you've been explaining, it already has lost a lot of power over your life.
That's very cool.
One of the things about not knowing things in a group situation, for instance, Ephraim, I find oftentimes people are afraid to speak up and say, oh, I didn't understand that last thing someone said, or what does that mean, or what does that word mean? And it's surprising to me how often when somebody has the courage to say, I don't really get that idea, I don't really know that word, how many other people that's true for, that it's not just a singular, I'm missing something, but it really can be a shared experience and one person voices it. And if you see that asking about things you're unclear about could be a gift, it also takes it less about you and more about
taking care of the people around you as well. You know, when we do workshops and seminars, we frequently tell people, if you don't understand something, ask a question, you know, because there's nothing wrong with not understanding. Do you understand this, Ephraim? We're about to take a break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Yep.
Awesome.
Excellent.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here.
I don't know where you're listening to this show at today, but we really appreciate having you as a listener, whether you listen to it live or in the archives. If it is an archived show, you should go up to transformationmadeeasy.com, see where we're going to be, if you would like to join us for anything. Today, we'd like to have a little shout out to some of our listeners in some of the locations we have.
Yeah. So thank you for listening, those of you who live in the Netherlands.
Or China.
Now, speaking of China, isn't Hong Kong in China?
Hmm.
Well, a friend of ours, Cheryl, who lives in Hong Kong, has recently asked us to do a workshop in Hong Kong.
So stay tuned. You just don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Then there's Sweden.
And
Dominican Republic.
Taiwan.
Czechoslovakia.
Spain. Canada.
Italy.
And, of course, the United States.
So if you aren't on there, maybe next week's show we'll do a shout-out to you. But you can always write to us and say, hey, I listen from Poland, or I listen from Latvia.
Australia.
And we will do a shout-out
to you. New Zealand.
Also, you can join us on Facebook, Transformation Made Easy. We do videos up there. We also, on our newsletter, each month you have articles of the month, videos of the month, let you know what's up and coming in our community, send out information about the Transformational Moments blog. So if you want to know more about what we're up to, you can go to transformationmadeeasy.com and you can find all the links to all the things we're doing and you can join us in the wider world.
Right.
All right, we were speaking to Ephraim.
Ephraim.
Hey.
Hey.
Something we realized also about not knowing and giving yourself the license to ask a person a question like, what did you mean by that? Or I don't understand that, is it's also a gift to the speaker, meaning when a person expresses what they meant in a different way, sometimes it becomes a deeper experience for them. It happened a few Mondays ago when a person who is the head of special education for New York public schools was up talking about it. And Shia said to her, what is special education?
Because I knew that a lot of people have heard the expression, but I'm not sure that everybody knew exactly what it was.
And she was talking about there are people who have challenges that are print-based, meaning reading or with things such as dyslexia, where the words they run around on them, or they have something like Down syndrome, or they're mentally challenged, or they have attention challenge. As she expressed it, the term special education became like this really wide array of individuals as opposed to a concept that I sort of knew but didn't really know. So not knowing and asking can be a gift.
And not knowing is not a bad thing.
Unless you're two and then you know it is an H.
That's right, and you know it.
That's very cool to hear. I've been working with you guys or playing with you guys for a long time, and I noticed that I don't often give myself license to speak up when there's something I don't know, or at least I've noticed that in the past.
Yeah, and so you haven't, but it doesn't mean that next time it might just roll off your tongue.
Well, it could be easy. Even as we're talking.
You know how ketchup bottles work?
The old ones, the glass ones.
Yeah, you know how the Heinz 57 ketchup bottle works? When you first open it, you have to pound on it a little bit or stick a knife in there to get the air moving so it'll flow easily.
So you may just have to take a deep breath, get the air in there.
And you know, like, and initially you need to push a little to get it to come out. Well, that's the same thing with communication. Well, if you don't know momentum. Something, you can ask.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, there are no foolish questions.
That's cool. I did have one other thought, if you have time.
Give it to us, please.
Sure. I just sort of the flip side of what you were talking about with already knowing. I was thinking about how I notice sometimes when I'm talking and other people finish my sentences, and to me that's a cue that, you know, I need to sort of stop and make sure I'm being clear, I guess, and also, you know, maybe slow down the other person and make sure that they're, you know, directly in communication with me, I guess.
Notice that you keep saying, I guess. Or did you notice? You've noticed that if a person starts to finish your sentences, something may be out of sync between you and that person?
Mm-hmm. Well, people will always, look, here's the thing. You talk slowly. People's minds work quickly.
Right.
And it's not particularly that you, Ephraim, speak slowly. People's
minds are very quick, and people's ability to speak are much slower.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to finish your sentence in their head. Can't help but do that.
Although, when you speak with authority, rather than second-guessing
rather
yourself,
than say, I guess, kind of, sort of like, then people will listen. Look, play a game where you look and see the point you want to make and don't use any fluff. Just make your point. See what happens. See if people stop finishing your sentences in their heads before you finish it.
Now, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I have a feeling we'll talk about it in next week's show called Owning Your Awesomeness. I'm going to give a sneak preview of that, Ephraim, because part of why people finish your sentences, aside from if they're insecure and they're trying to show that they know, is that you won't be the authority that you are. And recently, Shai and I went to see a doctor about a long-term
back problem.
And this guy looked at Shai. He looked at the MRIs. He turned to Shai and said, you have absolutely nothing structurally wrong with your back. And other people have said that. But when he said it, I heard it and I got, wow. And then he talked about what he was going to do to investigate further just to rule out any hidden things that might not be seen. When we walked out of the doctor's office and we're in the hallway at the escalator, we looked and we realized he is the head of this all of the spine center for the hospital we were at. He spoke with such authority, it quieted our minds completely. So it was like, he did not second guess himself. You give yourself license to second guess yourself and edit yourself while you're speaking.
See, and that's a habit that you learned when you were very young. You're no longer very young.
So play again. If you're going to blow it big. It should be fun.
Okay.
Excellent. We have another caller who's been patiently waiting, so we're going to take her, but thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you.
You're great. Thanks.
Excellent. All right, Lenore.
Hello.
Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow, you listened too. You did the same pitch I just did. That was very fun. Where are you today?
I am in Yonkers, New York today.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And what can we do for you?
It's when I first got on, wanted to call, I thought I was going to talk to you about something with work, but I was listening to Bianca talk about her dad and being very ill, and I was my dad's very ill also, and one of the things that I noticed myself doing is when people talk to me about him, I have this thing that sometimes comes down over me, and I'm just like, I try to be cheery, you know, I try to be
strong.
Yes. That's exactly right. I try to be strong for them. I don't want to upset people with and so what happens is I say, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. And like, I know that everything's going to be fine. And honestly, I really don't know that.
Well, let me tell you something. Everything's going to be fine, and your father may not survive his illness. But then again, Lenore, none of us survive life. So, has he had a good life?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, do you love him intensely? Does his wife love him intensely?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. You're trying to convince people that everything's going to be fine, but forget about the going to be. All you know is right now. Things are fine.
And things are fine right now.
That's true. And I know that one of the things that's really been true for him is he feels so relieved and blessed in his life that I am doing so well, that I am in a great relationship, that I have love in my life, that I have great friends in my life, that I...
That made him have a successful life. See, you are demonstrating that he was successful as a parent. You give him the greatest gift by having a great life. It makes everything he went through worthwhile.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, when you talk about being strong for people, that you don't want to inflict you on them.
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear your emotionality, and I know there's some sadness there, but the majority of what I'm feeling is your love. Your love is all mixed up really deeply in there. Your capacity to love, your heart, that great, big, beautiful heart of yours.
It's so funny. I didn't always feel very connected to my heart, but I tell you, right now, I don't know. I feel very grateful. I really do feel really grateful.
And not just grateful for your dad. It's like sometimes when things like this happen, it removes the veil between you and life, and you experience life
more directly. See, it frequently takes loss of some sort or potential loss to wake us up and take us out of the illusion that life is going to continue as it has forever.
and to bypass our intellectual constructs of what's important.
That's right.
It's all about what we know.
And it's all about
where we're going.
Madison Avenue and what we've been taught to think we need to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And if you get in touch with what's real for you, that's a great thing. And so your father's illness is supporting you in completing those things that are incomplete in your life that
including
are showing up.
Including sadness, because all of the sadness you're experiencing is not only about any situation with your dad. It's residual. It's the pockets of unexperienced emotion that we carry around, and the circumstances allowing you to access it.
Right. So what you're feeling is not circumstantially determined, but the circumstances have initiated or triggered what existed in you all along that you've been pushing away.
And if you let yourself feel it,
those things can complete themselves.
And then there's more you available, and more you available to experience the preciousness that you have.
And so saying, my dear, we have come to the end of our show.
I do want to reiterate what next week's show title is: Owning Your Own Awesomeness. Own it. Your sadness is awesome. Your life is awesome. Your dad is awesome. And thanks for being here with us today.
Yes, thanks for calling
in. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we'll be back next week, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.